know no bounds.
Sounding like it was recorded off Medium Wave Radio. That is the New Wave band and Cecilia on Major Minor Records, released on the 13th of March 1970. 66 singles this particular week. And the New Wave band...
Not all of them good ones.
No, but there are some goodies this particular week. The New Wave band would eventually become Hot Legs later in the year with Neanderthal Man, and then they'd change their name to 10cc. So we play, if only we were back on the 13th of March 1970, we would be at the cutting edge, wouldn't we, Les? Yeah. Unfortunately, we've missed that boat. 50 years
too late.
And we began with something quite appropriate for the way the world is at the moment.
It was back then, the Hong Kong flu.
The Hong Kong flu on Trojan, the Ethiopians. It wasn't quite Trojan because the catalogue number is JJ, so it'd be probably JJ Records. But it was part of the Trojan scheme of things. There's quite a few versions of Cecilia this week. Oh, by the way, I'm Chris and he's Les.
I'm Les and he's Chris.
There was several versions of Cecilia this week. And this one is by a group called Choice. It would be Choice, except there's an S where the C would be.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Celia, you're breaking my heart.
someone please, please help me.
Everyone's lonely when they die. Everyone's lonely when they die. No one in the world will want you, save me. No one in the world will need you, save me. No one in the world will love you, save me. No one in the world will miss you, save me. No one in the world will love you, save me. No one in the world will miss you, save me. No one in the world will love you, save me. No one in the world will miss you, save me.
Good week for singles, actually. We've got King Crimson coming up later in this hour. But that was Atomic Rooster. We'll edit this one.
Yeah, Atomic Rooster there. Wow.
Yeah, and appropriately, as singles were released on Friday, and these other singles for Friday the 13th of March, that single was called Friday the 13th. BNC Records from Atomic Rooster's first album of the same name, and prior to that it was Schwaz or Choice and Cecilia on Page One Records. Wow. After we've heard from our lawyers, we'll be playing another version of Cecilia by a band called Crew. Well, it sounds like it should be our lawyers coming up, Les, and goodness knows we're going to need them, I think. On Capitol Records, this is going to be called Goodbye Joe by Cashman Pistillion West. Sounds like our firm of lawyers, doesn't it? Actually, later on in the programme, we've got some more of our lawyers. Let me see, who will that be? Oh, yes, it's Sav Winkle and Turnhopper.
Reasons I got none, none that you could be knowing. Kept me fed, took care of my head. Thank you, but I got to be going. So it's goodbye, Joe. I've got a goal. Sure has been nice knowing ya. Don't be sad for what you never had. You're gonna be in California. Oh. Hey, no. Sad songs carrying on, old grieving. The only reason that I stayed this long was to get enough money for
your worries go and enjoy the music.
I think I'm a good citizen. I'm free for a man. I've never broke none of them. Laws of the land. I have no father favors. Burden in the state. Your mother thinks I'm
Your Mother Thinks I'm a Hoodlum on Pi Records. Do you know, Les, this must be the only program on the planet where anybody would laboriously check back through the singles released this week 50 years ago and search and actively search singles out, and we listen to them so you don't have to.
And John Turner and Derek Savage
were
Savwinkle
and Turnhopper. As I say, let's get all the legal department out of the way with first of all. And prior to this, it was Cashman Pistillion West on Capitol Records with Goodbye Joe. We did promise you or threaten you with another version of Cecilia. What's interesting about this one is it's on Decca Records, and the catalogue number is F13000. That's the memorable part of it. And it features, it's a slightly different slant on the track. It's by a group called The Crew. And I don't know if it's politically correct to even use this word nowadays. They're using a Jew's harp. Is it a
Jaws harp?
A Jaws harp.
Yes.
So it wasn't politically correct of me to...
It's actually a Jaws harp.
A Jaws harp. Well, that's what this is. You listen carefully to this.
Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Nothing on the starboard bow. I left the engine room. I think they ought to know.
Was so often the case, the B side was better than the A side. That's Alan Avon and the Toy Shop. Do we remember them? No. On a label called Concord, Night to Remember. The A side, These Are the Reasons, we'll be playing shortly, unless Les has come up with any further information.
Interesting enough, the guy, Alan Avon. He went on to, well, he was going to record with Tony Hatch. He also was involved with the Head Shoppers Anonymous. And he went on to carve out a successful acting career, appearing in Coronation Street and Emmerdale, apparently.
And this was the start of his career. It could only go in one direction after this, couldn't it?
He also said he met Pete Waterman, so he could have been a Rick Astley type character.
Could have been so lucky, couldn't he? So here's the A side. These Are the Reasons, not as good as the B side, in our humble opinion.
Steps where we used to play, and I come home to your loving arms. Your understanding feelings make me happy. Tenderness, the sweet touch of your lips on mine. Happiness,
heart that love that grows with time. And I realize from the kindness in your eyes, our love was made for each other. These are the reasons. We'll be right back.
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Particularly good B-side there. That's The Flying Machine, and their self-titled B-side called The Flying Machine. Flying Machine were previously known as Les.
The Pinkertons' Assorted Colours.
Yes, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Dear, oh dear.
We're best not singing these. No. Best not singing these songs to you, are we? That was on Pi Records. So on the and prior to this, it was Andy Capp with two P's on Treasure Isle Records, a subsidiary of Trojan, and Popper Top. No, we look.
Couldn't find anything about that.
No. So on the A side of the Flying Machine single was Hanging on the Edge of Sadness, but not prog rocky at all. This is more Pippy Poppy.
Can you bear to stand and stare upon a drowning man? Would you be the one who's pulling him down? 'Cause I'm drowning in my tears. You gotta lend a hand.
was true, girl. Now didn't I think it, baby?
Appropriately, did I, didn't I blow your mind this time? We began with The Flying Machine and Hanging on the Edge of Sadness. And then it was The Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, Tamla Motown. The Delphonics, Didn't I Blow Your Mind? And they were on the record label. They weren't on Tamla. The Delphonics, let me see, they were on Bell Records.
Yeah,
you'd think they would have been on Tamla.
Yeah.
But we got two more Tamla singles to play now. And then I promise you, we will play King Crimson and their single Cat Food. First of all, Diana Ross and the Supremes with The Temptations. Why? Brackets, Must We Fall in Love. That's TMG 730.
Oh, them were the days.
And then it'll be Stevie Wonder and Never Had a Dream Come True.
Oh, I think they were the... There must have been school discos at that time for you.
No.
You left school by then?
It was an all-boys school at Deacon's. So
didn't you have them mixed with the girls' school at all?
Which girls' school would that be?
The grammar school. You didn't go down to...
What, go down to the county? all marching off to the county school. And
mind you, a lot of them used to go to the youth club down Lincoln Road.
I suppose we could have all met up in that red phone box on Lincoln Road outside the county grammar, which I used to mend. I spent 2 or 3 years mending phone boxes in Peterborough. That was the happiest time of my working life, actually.
The dogs thought metho.
Let us return to the task in hand. Diana Ross, Supremes, Temptations, Why? Why? Yes, you might well say why.
For so long we shared each other's lives, gave up everything to keep love satisfied.
I looked up in the heavens. side. Smile was all we used to see. She knew that you were standing there.
Had a dream come true. And prior to that, that was Stevie Wonder, of course, prior to that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with The Temptations and Why Must We Fall in Love. And you were telling me some sad tales going to the discos.
Yeah, but never finding the lady to dance with. So, you know, when that Stevie Wonder thing, I remember when they used to put that on, probably towards the end of the evening. And you'd had a few beers and you couldn't find anybody. You'd be sat in the corner in the dark, Feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, so this would have been round about March, because all the singles we're playing here were released on the 13th of March 1970. So this would have been played in all the discos that you went to, Les, in the spring of 1970. And I was saying that I never did go to any of these discos, because my wife Kathy found me. I already knew where I was, but she discovered me at the end of August 1970, the end of the school holidays, when she was only 12 years old and I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I was just getting to the age where I probably would have started going to all the discos, and she retrieved me from civilization, took me away.
Probably just as well, really. But Steve Allen was the big noise in Peterborough at the time. He still is, to a certain extent.
Yeah, and I remember a disco called, what's it called, Atmospheric Pressure.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Ricky T at the old Gliderdrome as well, we used to go to.
Yeah, which we've got on the wall here, a poster. Featuring DJ Ricky T. I've been promising you for long enough, we're going to play King Crimson. Yeah. So this is a complete change of direction here. This is the actual single, because it's difficult to find the single version these days. And this is it.
Bring back memories of a girl who's but the land.